Your neighborhood Ashley store has all the styles, selection, and value you'll need to invite fall in this season. Find furniture you'll love by shopping locally or visit ashley.com today. Your neighborhood Ashley store has all the styles, selection, and value you'll need to invite fall in this season. Find furniture you'll love by shopping locally or visit ashley.com today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 2 hours, two down, two more to go. This is halftime of the show. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepherd, and I'm happy to be talking to everyone all across North America. Toronto, check. San Diego, check. Atlanta, check. Miami, check. Pittsburgh, check. Buffalo, Baltimore, D.C., Minneapolis, Chicago, Seattle, Las Vegas, Boise, Honolulu. I can keep going, but I won't. What's up, Arizona? Aaron Judge, we talked about the man. It's cool to see it. It is so cool to see it. 60 home runs. If you're just hopping in a car, if you're just getting out of work, I don't know what you're doing. Aaron Judge hit another home run. His 60th. And it's not only his 60th home run. The Yankees beat. They come back to beat the Pirates tonight. The final score is 9-8. Aaron Judge hits a home run to lead things off in the bottom of the ninth, and then Giancarlo Stanton hits a grand slam to win the game. And so Aaron Judge right now, this minute, this second, he's the Triple Crown leader for the American League. Leads in batting average, .316. And then when it comes to home runs and RBIs, he just leads baseball, period. Something that hasn't been done since Miguel Cabrera did it in 2012. And oh yeah, by the way, that year he won MVP. 2012 and 2013. And Aaron Judge is in a contract year. Oh, it must be nice. Aaron Judge has to go to bed at night and just feel like he must sleep like a baby. I just tweeted this a couple minutes ago. I said Aaron Judge in 3 to 4 months, he's going to be swimming around in gold coins like Scrooge McDuck. Which also never made sense because some coins are hard as hell. How did he swim? Well, he got strong bones and arms. New York Yankees going to have to probably pay him $40 million per. And so it's great to see someone not talk smack and talk trash and feel that he was not showered with the love that he should from the Yankees organization. And he just bets on himself and boom, he's going to make more money. Good for him. I'm going to continue to take your phone calls. As we continue on with the show, I want to talk to you about some other guys who are showing up and showing out. And it's early in the NFL season. I get it. But what we've seen early from Tua Tagovailoa and Jalen Hurts is just, it's equally, well, not equally as exciting. We got a long way to go. But I'm excited in the fact that, you know, a lot of people looked at Tua and said, oh, this guy's broken. He broke his ankle in school, and then we know about his broken hip, and then he replaced Jalen Hurts, and Jalen has to go to Oklahoma, and then he ends up being a second-round pick. And now you got two Alabama quarterbacks in the NFL right now that they're looking good. Am I going to tell you they're going to be their starting quarterback or their respective team starting quarterbacks for the next 10 years? No, I'm not prepared to say that. But what we've seen so far from Tua, what we've seen so far from Jalen Hurts, it is certainly highly encouraging. I mean, you think about some of these quarterbacks that have come out of Alabama. Okay, yeah, we got Mac Jones. Bill Belichick is, I guess, going to tolerate him at this point. A.J. McCarron, Greg McElroy. Ugh. Not exciting by any stretch of the imagination. Now, you got Hurts and Tua. They are just, they balling out. We got two teams here that are doing a damn thing. Eagles, 2-0 last night, smacking up Minnesota. You got the Dolphins. Oh, yeah, man, it's going to take a comeback. Yeah, but they got some moxie. Tua Tagovailoa has some weapons that he could dump the ball out to. I appreciate it that we got some young guys who are proving their value. Like before Tua even got into the NFL, people were ready to smack this guy down with his reputation. And Jalen Hurts, anybody who decides to utilize their legs as a quarterback, people already start to beat them up. And so I'm absolutely thrilled with what they're doing. And so I want to share with you audio from Tua and Hurts. I want to talk about Judge. You know, tomorrow I want to even talk more about, you know, some of the other teams in the NFL who are really surprising. So we got a lot to get into. But there's history in a process. We're witnessing history right now in baseball with Judge. If you don't like baseball, I put it to you this way. Watch that man when he comes to bat. John Sterling, I told you, the New York Yankees ended up winning tonight. Final score 9-8. Aaron Judge got things going in the ninth. What a shock with his 60th home run.
Here's the 3-1. Swung on that. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. He's tied the Babe. It's a Judgian blast. His 60th home run of the year. Wow. All rise. Here comes the Judge.
And on the screen is a picture of Aaron Judge superimposed over the Babe.
Man, when he hit 61, what is that home run going to sound like on the Yankees radio network? When Aaron Judge hits 62 and has the record for most home runs ever in the American League, what is that home run record going to sound like? What is that call going to sound like?
Here comes the Judge.
I hope not. And then here's a better question. Is this man going to break the record on Apple TV? Are people going to be forced to look at Apple TV to see Aaron Judge? It's been reported that Major League Baseball is not. There's no type of concessions. This is not going to be on any other station, network, platform, Apple TV. There's going to be a lot of angry Yankee fans. Old ones who don't want to look at Apple TV. I get it. I had to see if I have it. I think I have Apple everything, but I'm like, do I got Apple TV? Okay, they gave it to me. Fine. But I don't want to listen to those whack. Let me relax. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'd prefer the local broadcasters call the game, and I'll leave it there. JJ is calling from Tucson. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS. What's up, JJ?
JR, first-time caller. You know, I want to give credit to Shohtani as far as playing on a last-place team or a bad team. Andre Dawson for the Cubs back in the 70s or 80s or 90s won the MVP, and he was on a last-place team. So it doesn't happen often, but it is a possibility.
Yeah, everything is a possibility. But in those years, there wasn't a guy who decided to break records in the same league.
Well, I don't know what everybody else's record was at that time.
Yeah, there wasn't a guy who, when I'm saying records, I mean, there wasn't a guy who was 6'7" who hit 60 home runs. There wasn't a guy who won a triple crown. I mean, you win MVP and you have to go out there and actually, it's an award. It's an individual award. You have to compete against the other guys in the league. And so, yeah, anything could happen. There wasn't Aaron Judge mashing home runs. If Aaron Judge wasn't having the type of season that he's having right now, Ohtani was highly likely he'd be going back to back. Come on. Mark is calling from Cali. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, JR? What's happening with Judge, man, is just making me lose my mind a little bit. And every home run he gets, the more money is being tacked onto that contract within the year, which hey, hit it. But right now, you want to see him break the record, and that's it. Because right now, he's worth at least $400 million. I mean,
$400 million? You think he's going to – how? You think the Yankees are going to give him a 10-year deal?
Team like the Mets, like the Dodgers, like San Francisco are not going to offer more than what the Yankees currently are going to offer, which is probably north of $300 to $350 million. They offered him $213 plus his $20 million salary, which is $245. They at least have to offer another $100 million. That's $350 right there.
Here's the deal. This man is not a stupid man, okay? He understands what it means to put on a New York Yankees uniform. And that counts for something in and of itself, for him to go out there and make money. I get right. it. If you just want to go ahead and chase the cash, maybe someone will present it to you. Maybe Steve Cohen will present it to you. Even Steve Cohen, who is now the owner of the New York Mets, and he wants to give Scherzer 43, and he wants to throw around money to Lindor, etc. Even he, I don't think, would go ahead and just say, hey, let me just throw all of this money at him. If you want to go that high, you're going to have to offer a 10-year deal. Is someone going to want to pay someone that big when there hasn't been record of such for 10 years when he is 40 years old? Is it going to be smart right. to pay Aaron Judge $40 million when he is 40 years old? The answer is no. And if you really...
Well, probably not.
If you really listen to him, you know, he made a remark the other day about the Red Sox.
Oh, come on. No way. Exactly.
And he's not stupid. He's needling. He's not doing anything. It's not even the fans. He's needling the Yankees management.
Well, that's what Cohen's going to do. Cohen's going to drive up the price for the Yankees. You don't think he's going to put a bid in there? He's going to put a bid in?
It's one thing to drive the price up and make life miserable for someone else. That's not to say that, to borrow his own words, when he bought the New York Mets a couple of seasons ago, that he is going to just willingly spend like a drunken sailor. I don't think that's what he's going to do. So based on his age, I'm not discounting the fact that people are going to offer him money. But to think it's going to go that far, I'd be surprised if there's a new sucker. And, yeah, there's one born every day. But I'd be surprised if there was a sucker who wanted to give Aaron Judge, who is going to be 31 years old at the beginning of next season, a 10-year contract. Let's see. I think the market for batters, if I have to start looking at Mookie Betts as an example, that pretty much stops at around 38 years old. So
he's going to make more than Betts. He's going to make more than Mookie Betts.
Yeah, but I'm not talking to you about how much money. Yes, he is likely going to do so, but I'm talking about the length of the contract.
Yeah, they're going to have to put more in the terms of maybe offering him $45 million a year in a lower AAV contract, which the Yankees offered him 7 years, $213 million, was not a bad contract at all. But he wanted north of $300 million.
It is a bad contract when you look at Gerrit Cole, and Gerrit Cole is making $36 million. Gerrit Cole right. isn't out there busting his ass every day. The Magic.
But is Judge valuable, more valuable than Cole?
Are you asking me a dumbass question? I answered that with what I just told you.
Right. So he's going to be worth more than 40.
So what do you?
Absolutely.
Yes. So what are you arguing? What are you arguing with me over? I've said all of this over the past hour.
I just got off work, JR.
Oh well, yeah. You got the rewind button on the Odyssey app. I mean, I'm telling you this. I know how much money every one of these guys make.
Means the Yankees are going to carry three contracts of 300 plus with Stanton, Cole, and Judge, which is a lot.
Yeah, but that's why I say it's a tricky thing to say here is 10 years, because Aaron Judge eventually is going to have to occupy that DH slot, and we know Stanton is there. Are the Yankees going to decide to eat that at the back end? Likely. It's the New York Yankees. They're possibly going to do it. But I look at Judge, and if Max Scherzer is making 43, if Gerrit Cole is making 36, at this point, Judge's number is somewhere in the middle, or it's just above Scherzer's. Is it going to go to 10 years? Nah, probably unlikely. They'll probably go ahead and take it somewhere, 7 to 9, and 9 will be a hell of a stretch. But there's only one way we're going to find out, Mark. We got to wait, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm going to be checking back. I'm going to be calling, man, every day. I really need him to break that record because, you know, Bonds is a record, in my opinion. It's great what he did. He's got the record, but it's not the actual record, in my opinion.
I agree with you. And there's people.
If you're not in the Hall of Fame, that record doesn't stand. I understand players hit homers in a year. It came back. He just fell off the ballot for the Hall of Fame.
He's like he might get in with one of these ridiculous old man committees that vote on old players who fell off the ballot. But we got to see. Let's see what Judge does. He's likely going to tie the record, I'd say, at some point over the next week. Maybe tomorrow. We'll see, Mark.
It kind of reminds me of LeMahieu, too, what the Yankees did with LeMahieu in terms of, like, they were saying that there were teams out there that wanted this. They wanted that. The Yankees gave LeMahieu what he wanted.
DJ LeMahieu was playing on a discount. They didn't give him what he wanted. He wanted to stick around. They gave him a deal. But let's stay tuned on Judge, and you talk to me soon, Mark, okay?
I appreciate it. Thanks, Jared.
No doubt. Thank you, Mark. Mark is extremely excited. I don't know. I think he might be Aaron Judge's, might be his agent, his brother. I don't know who he is, but he sure loves him some Judge. Scotty's here from Cali. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing? First time caller.
Thank you. What's up?
Hi. I don't think he's going to make $400 million, but he's having a good season this year. And I'm an Ohtani and, you know, Angels fan here. And I believe, he's going to get the MVP this year.
Who?
Oh, Judges.
Oh, okay. Why? What is your reason? I mean, I gave what I thought is a strong argument. Why?
Well, you said before, he's a, you know, triple crown, leading batting average, home runs, RBIs. There's no doubt. I mean, and then, you know, Ohtani's playing on team that's, even without him, is, you know, going to be in last place. So, I mean, there's no difference.
Yeah, they crap with him, they crap without him. So there you
have it. Exactly.
Yeah, he could be on the mound or he could be in the batter's box. Go ahead. Oh, I don't know where the hell he went. Hey, Scotty, you still there? Oh, I don't know where he went. Sorry, Scotty.
He betrayed the California faithful. And that was them getting revenge on Scotty.
Well, they just sucked him into the abyss.
Well, you don't say I'm from California. By the way, Judge is your MVP. You can say I respect the game of baseball. I happen to think Judge is the MVP.
You can be honest.
You can be honest.
Aren't sports fans, do you think more often than not, sports fans are realistic, right? Do sports fans lean towards being more homers? Or are they more of a homer or are they more realistic?
They're more homers. JR, to your point about the back end, just – if I can play devil's advocate for 1 second, you do look at, and I'm talking the all-time greats in this game, even look at what Pujols is doing. He's about to hit home run number 20, and he's really having the best season he's had in the last 4 or 5 years. Now, you can make the argument that he's more comfortable in the confines of playing in St. Louis, right? I get that. But there are still guys in this game that can be highly productive at 39, 40 years old. Aaron Judge takes as good of care as his body as anybody we have in today's game. And JR, you and I both know, he got started really late. Like, he wasn't Andrew Jones, Ken Griffey Jr., Miggy, coming into the bigs at 19 years old.
No one knows. We haven't seen a guy this big playing baseball.
Well, you've met Sexton, Kingman, no. You know, Howard Johnson, those guys.
Richie Sexton?
Yeah.
Richie Beanpole, well, gigantic.
Okay.
You, Sexton, who stood at first base?
Yes.
No. Aaron, I'm going to say this again. He is playing the outfield. He is 6'7", 280. We have not seen anybody doing this.
Didn't Charo just retire? The defenseman, I know, wasn't he 45? I mean, if you take care of your body, no matter what height, he was 6'9", no matter what height you are.
Who? Charo?
Yeah. The didn't he play for the Bruins? I don't know a lot about hockey. When I host, I pretend like I do, but
no. I'm talking about baseball.
I get it, but when you play those type of susceptible positions where you have to do so much leaning and you got to cover so much, track, and you got tread on your tires at 40. That
man
big size,
is bigger than Dave Winfield.
I get it, But he has what Winfield didn't have. He has a physio. He has a full-time nutritionist. Winfield wasn't playing with those accolades and those perks back in the 70s and 80s.
There is not a damn thing that says that this is not a risk. Most baseball players, you get later on in your years, you get older, you have a higher risk of falling to crap.
I get it, Jeter was great until 38.
And he fell to crap.
In game one of the ALCS against the Tigers. But up until that point, he was great. And Jeter was playing regularly at the age of 21. And Jeter was very big shortstop.
Derek Jeter was slim and slender. There is not a comparison to Aaron Judge. And to think about what he will be, it's nice. If we can go ahead and plug him in at the DH position, if you're the Yankees, and oh, this is great, I got him there, and you keep it moving. But it is tough.
But didn't we say, and JR, yes. I know we've said the same thing about Brady, and I know he's not exactly six. But
though football, bringing, there's really no comparison.
But no, but the similarity is, New England, Bill Belichick specifically said, we've never had a quarterback north of 40, and he brought an age into the equation that has been productive and one of the elite. So therefore, we need to go even with a mediocre to decent replaceable, that being Jimmy G.
No, listen.
And they made a huge mistake. And I'm saying Judge, like Brady, is going to be the exception. Now, we cannot predict and forecast injury. I get that.
Which is why if you are the New York, forget football, forget Derek Jeter. This is why if you are the New York Yankees and you look at Aaron Judge, I would have no problem giving this guy buckets and boatloads of money for the next several years. But like any contract, it doesn't matter if you're Aaron Judge, if you're playing in the outfield, if you're playing in the infield. These long-term deals have gone into the toilet. They are risky. The evidence is there. I mean, Miguel Cabrera, the most exciting thing around him is, you got the 3,000. What else are we doing here? If you're a Tigers fan, what else are you looking for? Albert Pujols, before returning home, you look at his 10-year contract versus what he did in St. Louis versus what he did when he went to California. It pretty much pales in comparison. It's night and day versus what he did. I'm not saying that that's Aaron Judge, but it is just as risky, especially for a dude who's gigantic. The Yankees, you don't think the Yankees want to keep Aaron Judge? Yes, absolutely. They'd love to keep him. Do they want to be paying him, screw you money when he's 40? Probably not. Do they want to monetize it at the back end? Yes. If Aaron Judge is now breaking more records and if he's on his own home run chase, we know the Yankees like to monetize and market history. Legends. It's what they do. They've done an excellent job at it. It's why they're one of the most valuable franchises, probably right behind the Cowboys on Earth. It's just risky. That's all I'm saying. It's risky. It's dangerous. Will the Yankees do it? Yeah, sure. I'm sure the Yankees would be happy with 7. Do they want to do 8? No. Do they want to do 9? No. Do they want to do 10? Hell no. They might have to, but not 10, man. Nate, I'd be shocked if Aaron Judge got a 10-year deal that takes him to 40, 41 years old. Tough going, man. We'll see what happens. He going to get paid, though. Let's ask him for money afterwards. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. We got a lot of people here with a lot of thoughts on Judge. We're going to get into some more football. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I love your show every week. I work about 60 hours a week. Every week I get off of work at about midnight, and I tune into your show. I love your show.
I listen to your show every night going home from work, and I appreciate you, man.
I listen to you on my drive home from work, and I appreciate you being you and being fresh, man. Thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
While Aaron Judge hits home runs in the Bronx, I'm just mindlessly looking at the news, and I'm just down in Brooklyn at the Brooklyn Cyclones game, which is a minor league affiliate. There's a lady standing on the dugout. She's walking over wine glasses. Like, she's balancing and walking over wine glasses in like heels. She's not busting her ass. It's amazing talent. Amazing talent all over New York City. Congratulations. 855-212-4CBS. Adam is calling from Toronto. What's up, Adam?
Hey, JR. Always appreciate you taking my call, man. Look, if the Yankees don't sign Aaron Judge, it might be the biggest failure in Yankees history. And what I mean by that, I was listening to the Michael Kay show the other night on YouTube, and they were talking about Judge approaching 60 and what it would mean. And then they were talking about if they weren't able to re-sign him, what it would mean. Because you know this better than me. I've never been to the Yankee Stadium. But you walk into Yankee Stadium, they were pretty much saying, you see two jerseys. You see number 2, and you see number 99. And that's pretty much it. This guy, who else do you know is a rookie and can have his own right field section in New York, the biggest baseball market in the world? He's proven time and time again that he can succeed in New York. And it would be just a failure if they didn't sign him. And then I also want to talk about the Apple TV, man. If this thing happens on Apple TV, baseball will become the biggest joke for probably about a month. I was listening to the Apple TV broadcast last Friday, and it was the Orioles and Jays. And I've watched multiple of these Apple TV broadcasts. They're all garbage, man. I don't mean to rip in anybody putting in work there, but they are trash. There was one time during the Jays game, they were interviewing Gunnar Henderson, Orioles young player, great player, but they were interviewing him for 2 innings, and half the screen was Gunnar Henderson, and you could tell this guy didn't want to answer any of these questions, and half the screen with the Jays game. So I hope to God that it doesn't happen, because not only will elderly people who – there's a lot of elderly Yankees fans, man.
Whoa.
Who don't even know what an Apple and a TV is. It's like, why are they together? What's an Apple TV? I don't mean to offend anybody, but I've seen the Facebook comments saying my poor mother can't access the Blue Jays game because she doesn't know what Apple TV is, and it would just be a shame if it happened on Apple TV, man. It really would. So I hope it doesn't. But I'm excited for him to get to 62. It'll just be a great moment for baseball and baseball history altogether. And
it will.
I always appreciate taking my call, JR. I love the show, man. Well,
thank you, Adam, for calling from Toronto. I don't know. Hey, Shep, do you know anyone who's ever been thrilled about Apple TV? Like, have you ever heard anyone say, oh, man, I love Apple TV? I hear people say, oh, I love Netflix. You got Netflix? I hear people say, hey, I got Hulu. You have Hulu? I have never heard anyone say, oh, man, you got to get Apple TV. I've never heard that before.
Not even Tim Cook himself.
Even when he stands up there, and does he wear black like Jobs used to do? Does he stand there too?
No. There's only one guy that can pull that off.
That'd be creepy if he was like trying to do that, right?
He'd be a replica wannabe.
Yeah, he'd be a ripoff, knockoff, yeah. Damn, not even Tim Cook is a fan of his own product. I'm saying that's what you said.
I mean, that's me. That's me giving my 2 cents. I think Tim Cook would laugh at anything as long as it's profitable.
Oh, man. Well, where's that? When is the Apple car coming? Soon,
man.
Right? They're going to knock Tesla off in 5 years. I don't know.
That's a good point. Oh, you know, Bezos is not even the second richest anymore.
Wait,
I know he's not Apple, but I just thought that was a fun fact for you.
Elon Musk number one?
Elon's still one. There's a gentleman from India that has bypassed Bezos now as the second richest.
Selling concrete?
I believe so.
Oh, yeah, concrete is big. Concrete and Kingfisher and beer. Yeah, I know about that out there. I used to go to India all the time, man.
You know, Bill Gates is now the fifth. What is the world coming to? Bill Gates is the fifth richest person in the world. I remember he was number one, and he was richer than like number 2, 3, and 4 combined.
I don't know if this has anything to do with it. Hasn't Bill Gates started to pledge and give away a lot of his money? I mean, this is
But you don't become the richest person in the world by giving away money. Like, he's doing that, I believe, because it's good for his brand. It's good for his image. He ain't doing that because he's Mr. Charitable.
I mean, well, the guy who owns Patagonia, he's one of the wealthiest people on earth, and he's like, I don't want this money. And he sold his company. He didn't sell it. They're moving it into a trust. It's what it is.
Well, JR, the truth is, like, if you combine the 11 richest net worths in the world,
we could feed everybody.
That's where I was going with that.
Oh, yeah.
You would eradicate extreme poverty and hunger for civilization for centuries.
So what are we doing? What are you waiting on?
That's my question for you.
What, do I need to stand here and yell at billionaires?
Well, you're the one doing the media for the movement. Like, you're putting us on the right track. Like, we need to be doing more of that.
Yeah, I'm talking to the people who aren't, I mean, they ain't billionaires. These are people who are going to do amazing things in life.
Yeah.
You want me to start calling out billionaires?
I would love that. Yeah. People don't care what I have to say. They care what you have to
say.
That's
not true. Let's see. Who the hell are these people? Elon Musk, you suck. Who's this guy here? Oh, Bernard or not. Oh, those are Louis Vuitton and all that stuff. Stop buying that leather crap. Come on, we have amazing goods out here. Who's this guy?
Now, they have said multiple times, right. Elon himself as well, that if the UN can come up with a reputable, concrete plan that can solve extreme poverty in this world, they would gladly fund it tenfold.
Bruh, you got the money. You do it.
Exactly.
You jackass.
Thank you.
Coming out here with the lies. Ain't no lies here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to your calls. We're going to talk about Tua and Hurts. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Right now, I'm going to look up more of these billionaires. I'm going to figure out who I want to. Hey, Warren Buffett, give me that money. Hand it over. Hey, Larry Page from Google, stop being evil. And Sergey from Google, send that money somewhere. Larry Ellison from Oracle, do something.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, man, this is great. I've never been on a national sports talk show, JR, so I really appreciate the call.
Hey, JR, first time caller into the show, man. I've always enjoyed your stuff. Thanks for taking the call, brother.
JR, love the show. You get me through almost every night of the week. Appreciate it.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
As we talked about billionaires and all of their billions and what they can or cannot do with them. And number nine, Steve Ballmer, the Clippers owner. What's he doing? Building a new stadium? Do something for the people. You're giving us the Clippers. We don't care. Nobody cares about that. Players don't even show up to work. I guess Kawhi Leonard, Shep, how many games is Kawhi going to play this year?
Less than Judge Homer's, that's for sure.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Less than, I don't know, let's say 63, 64?
Oh, my God. And what year is Kawhi Leonard playing 63 games, JR? This ain't 2013.
Paul George will play more?
He'll play more.
It's going to be John Wall's team, and he hasn't played either, not by choice.
John Wall's team?
If these two guys are sitting down not playing, John Wall is going to say, hey, I'm giving everybody a run.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a good, you know what? John Wall had a pretty good year considering he didn't play a damn game last year.
He made 40 mil.
Oh, my God.
It's the best season ever for a guy who didn't play anything. Yeah, here's $40 million. Yeah, Steve Ballmer can give him that cash not to do anything. $91 billion Steve Ballmer's worth. Can't wait till the Clippers have their own arena. What is that place going to look like in 5 years? Empty. Oh, my God. At least they don't have to worry about covering up any of the Lakers' banners. Sorry to all the five Clippers fans out there. Clipper Darryl, Billy Crystal. That's two. Am I missing somebody? Probably not. Yeah, it's Billy Crystal. I don't know how that happened. 855-212-4CBS. People are real high on Judge right now. Of course they are. Who do we have here? Matt is calling from Georgia. What's up, Matt? You're on CBS.
Hey, how's it going, man? So I want to talk about an angle on this Judge free agency that I haven't heard talked about yet. It's all been about money. But what about legacy and championships? And what are these teams going to look like over the next 7, 8, 10 years? So my question is, if you're Aaron Judge,
and Alex Anthopoulos gives you a call. He says, hey,
oh,
man,
come on.
I can't offer you that same kind of money, but you got Michael Harris, you got Acuna, you got Riley, you got Olsen, you got Freed, you got all these guys, lower state taxes, we can make something work. Do you think about it?
No, come on. Let's think right. about Here's a very, 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 very simple question. Do you remember the last time the New York Yankees won a championship?
It's been a while. Exactly.
Yeah, it's 2009. Correct.
Right.
Do you remember the last time the New York Yankees had a losing record? Do you know how far back you have to go?
No.
1991. The Yankees right. win. Do they win the championship every year? No. It's
they
not.
They haven't won it in a long time, brother.
Yeah, I just named it. I said 2009.
I know.
Now
I'm talking next 10 years.
Oh, yeah. But if I had to think about a team that has the resources to go out and win and compete and win, if I quote-unquote have to roll the dice and think about a team that's going to be best positioned to have success, as much as I can look at Alex Anthopoulos and the miracle work that he has pulled since he has come over to the Atlanta Braves, this is something, and you know what? Besides the Yankees' success and their money and their history and their legacy and their value and their worth, the Yankees are owned by a family. You're familiar like I'm familiar. The Braves are owned
by Liberty
Media Group.
Yeah.
Who's to say
I like that part.
Who's to say 2 years from now, the Braves, the board of directors don't go, we ain't spending this money. We got all these young guys on the cheap. Come on, what are we giving this guy cash for? Oh, we want to chop the budget. We're not investing in anybody for the next 7 years. Work with who you got. You gave them the money.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to – if you make a contract, you got to stick with it. I mean, they're making hand-over-fist money on that. They don't care about players the same way that, you know, the Yankees family does. But they've done a good job in handing over things to Anthopoulos, Snickers, and players' manager.
Yeah, but
I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah,
it's just radio fodder, you know. But,
yeah, but there's
something to consider.
There's more risk of volatility by going to the Braves. If you're with the New York Yankees, you know what you know. It is highly unlikely that the Steinbrenner family is going to offload the New York Yankees. And if you have to look at an organization that, and I would really say this, if there are two teams in North America that I look at and say, okay, even in lean years, they're going to have a chance to win and compete and bounce back, it's two squads. It's the Lakers. And it's the Yankees. Everybody wants to play in Los Angeles. The city is the lure, and that's part of what they've been able to do. They can attract stars and talent because of the city. The Yankees have been able to attract stars and talent, A, because of the money that is in New York City proper, but then also because the Yankees spend the money. Do they spend the money like when Dad was around, George Steinbrenner? No, they do not. But they still hand out the cash. They still win. They put you in a position to win. It was only a couple of seasons ago the Yankees went back-to-back 100 games. The Yankees are probably not going to reach 100 this year. They got 15 games to go. If they go on a winning streak, they're going to pull right up. Like, if you're a Yankees fan, what the hell are you complaining about? Oh, we haven't won a title in 2009. Yeah, but you're also best situated to go out there and compete and win year over year over year. The Dodgers have now had more success in the big picture over the past bunch of years. The Yankees ain't going anywhere. Come on, man. Yankees are not going a damn place. Their feet are in solid ground. Robert is calling from Charlotte. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, JR?
Things are going great, man. What's up?
The Braves aren't going anywhere. They spend their money smartly. They don't give people $500,000 contracts. And they've got a really nice young core. And the thing that they have that the Yankees don't have, the reason the Yankees aren't winning any World Series, they don't have enough pitching.
No, you're missing the point. I didn't say that did you hear me say the Braves were going anywhere?
No, I know you didn't say that. I was just making the combo. Yeah, but go ahead.
No, my point is, and this is a matter of fact. The Yankees, the team as an organization, you're diving into the baseball aspect, okay? I can look at both teams and break them down because I split time between Atlanta and New York. What I can tell you exactly, and there's no room for debate here, if I got to think about an organization like a tree, the Yankees' roots run real deep, and it is a tree that is not to be moved. From the value of the organization to the ownership group, to the stability and the ability, the opportunity to compete year after year after year, the Yankees are that benchmark in Major League Baseball. There is not a team that moves into that space, not right now. It's going to take years before we see a tide or change shift. If I have to think about baseball reasons and that players on the team, yeah, the Braves are good. They got a bunch of young guys on cheap contracts. Their farm system, let's bring up Grissom, or let's bring up Harris and Strider. Yeah, they have young guys. But the volatility to do this for the next, 10, 15 years, if I have to look at the track record for the Yankees, it'd be difficult to bet against them. And if I'm Aaron Judge, why do I want to move? I'm on a legacy team on Earth. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to a legacy station. Yeah, CBS, the eyeball people. Yeah, don't move. I'll talk to you on either side.
Your neighborhood Ashley store has all the styles, selection, and value you'll need to invite fall in this season. Find furniture you'll love by shopping locally or visit ashley.com today. Your neighborhood Ashley store has all the styles, selection, and value you'll need to invite fall in this season. Find furniture you'll love by shopping locally or visit ashley.com today.
Looking for cloud, data, or web help? There's no tech shortage in the room. The Room is a talent community offering highly skilled, ready-to-work talent when you need it. The Room's tech talent is trained to Silicon Valley standards, vetted through a rigorous data-driven process, and individually matched to fit your needs. Find top-tier tech talent fast, just like the kind of people who developed this cool streaming app you're on right now. Visit trytheroom.com/tech.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
Did you know millions of guys are getting prescription medications for hair loss, sexual health, ED, better sleep, and more, all online? RexMD.com has made men's health prescriptions fast and easy with free delivery of the most popular medications right to your door in discreet packaging. Your consultation is free and your shipping is free. Visit RexMD.com right now to get started.